they're playing. I mean, they're playing really well. They got big time quarterback, big time running back. Defense has been playing really well. They've gotten out to the start that you want to get off to in the season, but it's really, it's how you finish the season that matters. I think we all know that.
You've admitted to not playing to the best of your ability. What's it going to take for you to get there?
When did I admit that?
Aaron Rodgers Show.
You listen to the show?
Yes,
all right.
Of course.
Hey, here we go. Got a new listener. I just have to do things I know I'm capable of doing on Sundays. Not far off. I think I've played, I don't think there's, I think there's guys who would probably trade with me right now, kind of how they're playing and I'm playing. There's plenty of guys that wish they had the kind of numbers I had, but, we got to do a better job of finishing out games, and I got to do a better job on third downs.
What can you do better at?
Third downs. I could probably complete some more passes on third downs, and I've turned the ball over 4 times, which is more than I'm used to. So, it's not taking us out of games, but it's putting points on the board for the other team.
On Sunday's last drive, it starts off with a great pass to Cobb. Do you think in reviewing that maybe you could have gotten a second play after Driver in there? Things have somehow worked a little different. Is that something being talked about this week?
No, I mean, we're past that game. It's stuff we talked about Monday, but, in retrospect, you're kind of on that borderline of do you risk the delay of game and do you risk a guy in your face throwing the ball to the right? Or do you, you say, I think we've gotten more than we expected here on this drive. We got 47 yards and a couple plays there. And I had a chance to send the game to overtime. So we took the safe route there and gave us a chance.
Aaron, is the leader of a 2-3 football team. What are you putting on yourself, if anything extra, right now?
Nothing. I mean, I'm not going to change my preparation. I'm not going to change the way I'm leading these guys. I think the urgency level naturally has to go up. And, I'm going to try and find ways to get us in good situations on Sunday and make the smart plays. But I think as a whole, we just need to be, entering the game on Sunday with a greater sense of urgency about how badly we need to play well this week.
How would you compare your confidence level right now to how it was at its very peak?
Same.
Is going against a hot opponent like this, and the Texans have been ascending for a couple of years, winning record postseason and off to this undefeated start. Can that bring the best out in this team?
In our team or them?
In your team.
I just think that just the whole ordeal. I mean, we're 2-3. Sunday night football, very good opponent, road game. I think that should all lead to a good effort from us. We're expecting to go down there and play really well and be in the game and have a chance to win the football game. So we take a lot of confidence down there. We know the impact of this game, and we know we were 3-3 a couple years ago and we're able to make a run.
What are your thoughts on J.J. Watt and the type of player he's become for the Texans?
Yeah, he's a big time player. I mean, he's very active for him. He does a lot of things inside that you don't see. He's quick. He's got a great moves to the passer and smart. He knows. When he can't get there, gets his hands up there. I think he's got 11 plus inch hands, and he's getting his hands on a lot of balls and impacting the game.
What concerns do you have about how many times the defense has gotten to you, and what can you do about it?
Yeah, I don't really have any concerns about that. I mean, we're addressing those things, and we're going to improve.
Is there a way to get Randall Cobb more involved in things?
I think he's been involved a lot. We need to continue to give him opportunities to run, to run routes from the slot and from outside. And when he gets his opportunities, he's made the most of them.
We talked about the unfortunate news with Cedric being injured and just the other running backs and the confidence you have in those guys.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, Ced's been great for us. He's been a leader. He's had a great attitude. He's been a great example to those young guys about what a professional looks like. He's been a leader in the locker room, a leader in that meeting room. But with him, on the shelf for a while, James Starks kind of hops back into the mix. Alex Green ran the ball well when he had opportunities. Brandon Sane has a lot of fans in the locker room and on the third floor, and everybody's excited about him and his opportunities. So those three guys will get some chances, and we expect them to play well.
In what ways do you stress urgency without overreacting and panicking?
I don't know if you want to stress it. If you stress it, you might have that overreacting thing. So you expect guys to understand the significance of this point in the season, and a game like this, and just don't try and freak out too much. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's nationally televised or not. We don't want to go 2-4.
How tough is it going to be going down to Texas, a place Packers haven't been since 2004, going to Houston to play, just a place that you guys really aren't too familiar with?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody here other than Donald was in that game, so which is crazy to think about. But, yeah, it's a good opponent. It'll be a loud stadium, fast track. We like our chances, though.
From a balanced offense standpoint, what does the Benson loss do?
Well, obviously, it was set in there. We wanted to get him some opportunities, you know, 15 to 20 rushes, bare minimum. But I think it makes the backfield more of a running back by committee with Alex and James and Brandon. But we're still going to try and outbalance probably, you know, probably more than we have in the past.